From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Syrian forces recaptured Palmyra from Islamic State. Syrian government forces backed by Russian airstrikes have retaken the ancient city of Palmyra from Islamic State, according to activists and state media, dealing a crucial, symbolic, and strategic defeat to the militants. The Syrian armed forces said today the takeover of Palmyra represents a fatal blow to the militants who seized the city 10 months ago and destroyed many of the famed monuments that had stood for nearly 2,000 years. The Syrian army said it will now use Palmyra as a central base to broaden operations against Islamic State in several areas. Syrian troops today continue to dismantle booby traps and other explosives left by the IS fighters, according to activists and state media. Belgian prosecutors have identified and issued an arrest warrant for a new suspect in Tuesday's attacks on the Brussels airport and a metro station. They did not confirm that he is the third Brussels airport suicide bomber seen in airport security camera video alongside two men who blew themselves up there. Organizers have postponed today's March for Solidarity in Belgium after the country's interior minister appealed to residents not to attend because police are too stretched with the investigation into the attacks. Emmanuel Fullen is the march organizer.
I think the most important is the safety of the citizens. So, of course, we wanted to organize a march, but if there is any risk, we have to cancel, and we will postpone it. And there will be demonstration, organized or not organized, because people need to be together and to live together, and they need also to have solidarity in their life.
31 people died in Tuesday's attacks. This is VOA News.